Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Wednesday, the 19th of January. And as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this briefing. And if you need to, you can always pause the PowerPoint slides here and read our disclaimer in full. And if you're listening on a podcast, you can head on over to our website, marcustoday.com.au, and you can read the disclaimer there and also sign up for a free 14-day trial if you're not yet a member. All right, well, overnight, US markets tanked, unfortunately, coming back from their long weekend after the Martin Luther King holiday and seeing selling across the board. No real recovery much in sight at any stage, really. We had the Dow Jones down 543 points, or 1.51%, to 35,368. The Nasdaq was the worst hit, down 2.6%. 387 points to 14,507. The S&P 500 down 1.84%, in the middle for diddle as usual, down 86 points to 45.77. And what disturbed the force in the US was once again those rising bond yields, especially two-year yields as well, and the thought creeping in, and it is being started to be mentioned in places, of a maybe a 50 basis point rise in March. It's a long shot, but certainly some market participants are already thinking about that. Four rises in 2022, and of course March is the most likely time for that rise. So we are seeing two-year bond yields pushing ever higher, and also 10-year bond yields in the US also pushing higher as well. That is upsetting that growth story. Compounding that as well was the numbers from Goldman Sachs last night, and the talking heads and the Goldman Sachs CEO talking about the soaring costs and remuneration, a big factor in that cost pressure for Goldman Sachs. So it looks like Wall Street traders want to get paid more, and that put pressure on them. Goldman Sachs down 7% last night. VIX index in all this turmoil, as you would imagine, up 4 points, 19.12% to 23, still relatively benign. And if this this rout in stocks continues, we should see that VIX index push higher. But one winner was the gold price today, or last night rather, with the gold price up to, the oil price rather, up 1.2%. Brent crude up $1.03, 87.51. Trouble in Yemen and the United Arab Emirates as well, making that slightly more advantageous for the oil stocks. That was one of the only sectors in the US that did actually improve. WTI, West Texas Intermediate, up 1.92%, or $1.61 to $85.43, and plenty of players upgrading their oil forecasts, and also plenty of players talking about $100 oil, which would be interesting. Gold came off, though. We saw gold down $4.10 to $18.12.40, down 0.23%. Iron ore, though, doing better, up $3.30, 2.66% to $127.30 US a ton. In other commodities last night, copper was down 0.6, nickel hardly changed, still at those highs, aluminium up 0.8%, zinc up 1.3%, lead down 1.5%, and ton up 2.3%. As a result of all this, resource stocks doing the best. Certainly better than a lot of the Dow stocks, certainly a lot of better than a lot of the tech stocks. We had Freeport up 0.48%, Alcoa, though, falling 2.2%. They have been on a bit of a tear recently. Tech Corp down 0.6%, Anglo American up 0.13%, Glencore up 0.61%, Vale up 0.85%, Albemarle, though, not doing so well. In the lithium space, down at 3.2%. BHP and Rio, a little bit mixed in ADRs in the US. BHP was down 0.8%, and Rio up 0.44%. The Aussie dollar slipping back to 71.83, so that will certainly help commodity prices for Australian commodity stocks. Here you can see the S&P 500 and no real recovery. Did try hard mid-afternoon to have a bit of a bounce, but unfortunately at the end of the day gave it all back and closing not far off its lows. So a slippery slide all day, market coming back grumpy. Big storms in the US as well, big cold freeze in the last few days probably hasn't helped the mood in Wall Street either. So market very much grumpy in that respect. In the tech stocks last night, we saw Apple down 1.9%, Meta down 4.1%. That's the artist formerly known as Facebook. We had Google down 2.5%, Microsoft down 2.4%, Amazon down 2%, Netflix down 2.8%, and US banks. All that optimism about good results and the earnings season kicking off in fine style, coming to naught. JP Morgan down 4.2%, Citigroup down 2.5%, Goldman Sachs down 7%, Bank of America down 3.4%, Wells Fargo down 2.4%, and Berkshire Hathaway down 1.2% as well. Block down 2.5% too. So the US sell-off gathering pace as those bond yields climb. Another major story is the tech stocks unraveling while the banks are hit in the 2022 rotation. You'd imagine that if Goldman Sachs are seeing price pressures for their US business in terms of costs, Macquarie in the US will also be seeing the same price pressures. So just beware a little bit in Macquarie at the moment. Certainly if they're having to raise salaries to keep talent for Goldman Sachs, Macquarie would have to be doing the same, I would imagine. Treasuries, though, continue to slide. Two-year yields above 1% for the first time since 2020. And volatile US stocks, 220 US stocks with market caps above 10 billion, down at least 20% from their highs. And China slowing, of course, is a worrying sign for the world. But the PBOC pledges to use more policy tools and avoid credit collapse. President Xi yesterday warned developing economies not to tighten monetary policy and urged nations to reduce supply chain risks. And the Bank of Japan has revised inflation forecasts since the first time since 2014. Big thing for the Bank of Japan to revise those inflation forecasts. German investor sentiment rebounds sharply in January on expectations that COVID will face by early summer will be better. And UK unemployment continues to drop, wage growth slows. Dr. Fauci says it's too soon to say whether Omicron variant will usher transition from pandemic to endemic. And oil hitting a seven-year high. The UAE has vowed to retaliate against the Houthi militants for a deadly attack on its capital, Abu Dhabi, on Monday. Just what the oil price needs at the moment. More political unrest and military conflict in the Middle East. What's on today in our market? We have Westpac consumer confidence data at 10:30 a.m. Of course, we did see the ANZ Roy Morgan consumer confidence data yesterday, dropping below 100 for the first time in as long as I can remember. So we are going to see some consumer confidence data showing the consumer probably has lost a significant amount of confidence due to Omicron, the problems with testing, etc., that are all pretty widely known. 10-year yields in the US, 1.87%. Australia, 1.94%. So that gap has closed up dramatically. What is probably more dramatic is Germany, which before Christmas was down, was negative 0.32%. You'd have to pay the government to actually borrow money from them. You would be paying for them to hold your money. Germany now is very close to being flat and actually going to be paying interest to investors. Very close. US big bank takeaways from results. Expenses are rising. GS compensation soars. That Goldman Sachs compensation, a big factor there. And David Solomon talking about that on CNBC this morning. Microsoft has bought the Call of Duty company Activision, which Call of Duty has been a massive success around the globe for decades, well, certainly an awful long time. And it's buying the business Activision for $69 billion US dollars. And money markets are now pricing in a 50 basis point rise in March. Well, outside chance anyway, but it is possible, and money markets are looking at that possibility. Instead of a 25 basis point rise, There are some out there and some pricing in and expectations of a hard and fast rise in March to give the market a bit of a jolt. Certainly last night we did see a bit of a jolt in the US markets. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index dropped 1% last night, 479.79 points. Oil hitting that seven-year high. Goldman Sachs has raised its forecast for 2022 and 2023 and has predicted $100 a barrel US oil in the third quarter this year. And Animoco Brands, which was kicked off the ASX with a measly valuation under $200 million, has landed another funding round with a valuation now of $5 billion US dollars. So for all those shareholders in Animoco Brands, they have done extraordinarily well, if that is to be believed, and money talks. So with that funding round, securing that valuation certainly is pretty bullish for that sector. NFTs, Bitcoin, other cryptocurrencies, and gaming as well in there too. Rio says WA reopening may be a rough ride. So we are, I guess, set to have the Western Australian economy reopened in the coming months. But Rio suggesting that it will be a rough ride. And BHP, reading in Bloomberg overnight, that it has increased the size of its M&A division. And BHP is looking for a transformational purchase of something, but very aware of the high prices at the moment of its rivals. Don't forget, it wasn't that long ago, certainly in my memory, that BHP bid for Rio. Their largest transaction was Petrohawk, which turned into a big disaster, $12.8 billion. That was the largest recent one anyway. But certainly they are beefing up their M&A division. They're simplifying the structure with the dual-listed collapse, which will be voted on this week on January the 20th. And simplifying the structure and gearing up for potentially more M&A activity, which doesn't bode so well for shareholder returns. BHP have been, of course, very, very generous, as has Rio and Fortescue, with dividends through this resource cycle. Out this morning as well, the quarterly report. Production guidance remains unchanged for iron ore, energy, coal and nickel. But for met coal and copper, it does seem to be a little bit on the low end of the guidance there. And PCR tests funded by the government have injected around $160 million into Sonic, Helios and IDX Integral Diagnostics this year. So it's a big winner for these diagnostic companies. In other company news today, Megaport MP1 global update, strong growth and an increase of 8% in total revenue growth. And Hub 24, record second quarter net inflows of $3.6 billion. Total FUN, now $68.3 billion. Of course, that should be FUM, not FUN. But FUN is what Hub will be having because of that record second quarter. New float today, Nico Resources, NC1, coming on at 12 o'clock. Question of the day today, is this the start of the correction or just another buy the dip opportunity? Plenty of those we seem to have seen, and with those 220 US stocks having a big fall in the last few months, is this another buy the dip opportunity, or are we seeing the correction that many have been predicting for some time? That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. You can head on over to the Facebook discussion group. We'd love to have your thoughts, ideas and insights there. If you're listening on a podcast, don't forget we have four streams of podcasts. We have the Marcus Strategy podcast, the On the Desk podcast, which came out yesterday, the On the Couch podcast of myself talking to fund managers and other CEOs of interesting companies, and this Breakfast Briefing and End of Day podcast. So love to have you subscribe to any or all of those podcasts. But once again, thanks very much for listening and have a great day.